Do you know what this song is? Yeah! It sounds kinda like a birthday song. Is it your birthday today? Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday from Blippi. Happy birthday to you.
From the PEN Studios, this is the Imperfect Moms Club with your hosts, Lisa and Brittany.
Congratulations, ladies. You've made it through a year's worth of shows. This week on Imperfect, we're celebrating 52 shows, looking back on the highlights for a year of being imperfect.
Are we allowed to sing happy birthday, or is that still copywritten?
It's not anymore. It's public domain now.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because Winnie the Pooh just became public domain. We need to sing our happy birthday.
We did it. We did a whole year.
We did it. Yeah, happy birthday to us.
We totally did it. This is our 1 year anniversary.
Raise the roof.
I was sitting this morning, and I'm like, has it really been a year? Like, it doesn't, I don't know. It doesn't feel like that, but it has.
It doesn't, but at the same time, I'm like, yeah, I guess that was a long time ago, but like time is weird right now. Time is just like weird right now. So I don't know, but yeah, it's February and I remember I was super pregnant and like, you know, and Holly's 10 months old now. So like,
yeah,
she'll be 10 months old on Tuesday. And so like, yeah, so it's been a year, which is
yeah, and
ridiculous.
Like, we've only been on this for 1 year and yet we've had so many episodes. We've covered so many topics. We've had a lot of guests, like for just being like 1 year, not even like a year old. It was really cool. We've had a lot of different things happen. Yeah. It's been fun and we're just going to keep going. So
yeah, I'm really proud of us. And I guess I kind of wanted to start off by kind of talking about like how it all started, you know, so that if you're just, you know, if you're just now tuning in, here's a little bit about how it's got started. So, I've been, you know, I was going through postpartum depression and stuff, and I just, I've always had issues like talking to people about my problems. Like, I don't know. I never want to be a burden on people and whatever. And so I was like, okay, well, I need some kind of outlet. I need something, you know? And so I used to be a blogger, but, you know, with Lily, like, I was like, okay, well, I don't really have time to like sit down and like write something, especially cause like, I'm super anal retentive about like stuff like grammar and it has to sound whatever. So I was like, I don't have time to do that anymore. And I was like, you know what? I just want to talk to, you know, I mean, just talk to myself or talk to the wall or talk to whatever. So I was like, okay, well, maybe a podcast. And so it originally started as like a way for me to kind of get my feelings out. And then, but I was like, there's no way I'm doing this by myself. I was like, I hate the sound of my voice. Like I'm not, you know, and so, yeah. So then I made that Canva graphic that you saw. And I posted that and then like you like immediately messaged me like you were like me. And so and then we just got to talking and we clicked right away. I feel like
I clicked on that graphic so fast because I'd been wanting to do a podcast. I wasn't sure exactly what it was gonna look like. Mm-hmm. It was something I was thinking about, but then again I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this all by myself. There's no way. I don't know how. And so when I saw it, I'm like, you better click on that as fast as you can to make sure that you're at the top of the list. Cause people will be like, oh, well, how'd you meet? And I'm like, well, we met on the podcast. Like we didn't know each other. And it was just weird how it clicked and how we kind of jive together. Yeah. And so I was like, yes, this is my chance. So I was like, pick me.
And now we're super good friends. And and then Tara, same thing. Like I had never met Tara before. And so we kind of met on Instagram. And so we were all kind of talking and then we all just kind of clicked. And then, you know, I miss Tara. I hope that, I don't know if you still listen to our show, but.
I still think about Tara and I still follow her on Instagram and everything.
So, well.
So Tara had to take a break. Just, you know, it's just being a mom is a lot, you know,
yeah. And then plus she was working, a nurse. Yeah.
Yeah. She's working in the medical field and like, hello, there's like a lot going on. So when she finally had to step back, I was like, okay, this isn't goodbye. This is just till next time. So whenever you're ready to jump back in, you know, give us DM or whatever. We'll just hop you back in. Just like, you know, like you never left.
DMs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been fun.
Yeah. It's been really fun. I'm really proud of where this has gone so far. You know, it started as just like a way for me to vent and then for you to vent. And then, I started realizing that like, no, this is really powerful. Like what we're doing is, you know, we're making it, we're normalizing it. We're normalizing the struggle and we're normalizing, you know, being a mom with mental health issues, like it's really hard, you know? And so, I mean, it's like I said, I don't remember what episode it was, but I mentioned, you know, even if we just have one person, right? Like, I remember we were talking to Heidi, on the, you know, the Joyful Purpose, episode. And I was like, even if it's just one woman that's like crying in her car, right? Cause she's having a bad day and her kids are being difficult and she's having a hard time and she's crying, you know, and then she hears us talking about how, you know, we're kind of struggling too. Then she feels like she's not alone. Mm-hmm. But then it became less about like, okay, well, it's just me that needs to vent and more about like, I need to share my struggles and what I'm dealing with because other people are struggling too. And they're, you know, they're keeping quiet and they're too afraid to talk to people and whatever. And so I'm like, I kind of, this podcast, I wanted it to be like, we're here, like, we're here. You can be safe with us and, you know, and come join us and we'll chat, you know? And I can't believe how many like amazing guests we've had.
We've like, had really nice people. I'm like, yeah, like how do I be like you?
Yeah. Like I'm looking back and I'm like, man, like, and it's so cool that they wanted to be on our show because we were just starting out, you know, or I mean, it's a year is a big deal, but it's just a year, you know, it's not like we've been around for 10 years and have like a billion followers. So it's cool that we've had such great people on the show so far.
Yeah. I think it's amazing how just by us sharing our everyday mom struggles or our mental health struggles, whatever, just little things like, oh my word, everyone's sick in the house again today. You know, it just, it can make other moms just feel seen and like their feelings validated, which is just huge because I remember struggling with postpartum depression and other things. And like, I thought I was the only one, which why would I think that? There's 6 billion people in the world, but just knowing that someone else is also going through the same thing, like it just makes you, I don't know. It's just like, we can kind of band together and like help hold each other up and just like get through it together.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cause that's the thing about depression is you start to feel all alone and like your wise mind, like, you know, that other people are depressed, but you really, really do feel like, I mean, I've been feeling completely all alone. And then we get on here to record on Sundays and it's like, I'm not by myself anymore, you know? So, yeah. Anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh no, that was good. That was it. But yeah, it's been really fun. And I remember when we first started, I was like, okay, if we're going to be legit, we need to have guests. And like the only person I thought who would come on the show, it's like my mom. And I'm like, I'll have to talk her into it. But like, that's so many cool people, you know? And so I've kind of like fangirled a little bit a few times. And I'm like, okay, keep it cool. Cause you're interviewing her. So you need to be chill. Even on the inside, I'm like, I'm talking to this person, they see me.
Yeah, I'm like, they want to talk to me, really?
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun. So this episode, Lisa and I are going to be sharing some of our favorite moments. It's been hard to pick some of our favorite moments. Like at least for me, I tried to like only pick 5. I don't know how many Lisa picked, but so you're going to be hearing a few like flashbacks, you know, throughout the episode of just some of our favorite moments and why we liked them. And then you guys, if like you want to help us celebrate our 1 year, leave us a 5-star review on whatever like streaming service you use, you know, leave us a little review, share us on your Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and just kind of like get the word out like, hey, we're celebrating our 1 year anniversary. That would just be really cool. And then you can even tell us what your favorite moment was. Like, did you have an episode that was like, mind blown, because I've had several and I'm like, whoa, this is so cool. And it, yeah. See, it's fun for me and Lisa because we know it's coming. And then we get to hear the episode before everyone else does because we're in it. So I'm like, oh man, Wednesday is going to be so good when it drops.
Yeah.
So we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'll share my top five favorite moments. So stick around.
The Imperfect Moms Club is brought to you by.
This episode is brought to you by Sally Hansen. Introducing new It Takes Two, your favorite Sally Hansen Miracle Gel. Now available in one convenient pack. Two simple steps, color and top coat, for an up to 8-day mani. Our newest innovation from the Sally Hansen Miracle Gel that you love. So you can create a perfect manicure anywhere. Find Sally Hansen at your local retailer.
That, huh?
So they just magically showed up. I mean, literally, I just opened the door and they were there.
I ordered them, honey.
Oh!
We are very happy with our new Casper.
The comfort is like a Lucius cloud, one of the softer clouds. But it's also a firm cloud, like a Aratio cloud. Always want to be a weatherman.
Guess who I am?
It's the most exciting thing that's happened in our bedroom in a long time. A long time. Right?
This is the Imperfect Moms Club on PEN. Get in touch with the show through the PEN listener hotline at 833-PODS-NET. That's 833-763-7638. And now, back to the Imperfect Moms Club on the Podcast Entertainment Network.
All right, well, welcome back to the show. I have my little sticky notes because I'm a teacher, so I have sticky notes everywhere. And I wrote down five episodes that I love. So the first one, and these aren't like in any particular order, I guess the last one is like one of my favorite quotes, you could say, that we've done. But my number one is from episode 21, and it's called Time Out, Dealing with Tantrums. Mm-hmm. And okay, I was looking for this episode because I remembered there was an episode where I was complaining about Michael being the dad and having it so easy with kids. And right as I was mid complaint, like mid sentence, he came downstairs and brought me an iced coffee.
Oh yeah, I remember like, that.
And I was like, oh crap. Hi.
His ears were burning. He was like, she's talking smack about me.
It was so funny. It was really funny because then he just kind of smiled at me and like handed it to me and like turned around and walked away. And I was like, ah. So I found it. I found the episode. So let me find it right here. I'll play it for you.
We have this big church event thing happening soon. And so my husband, oh, and he's running this STEM camp, which is a science, technology, engineering, and math camp. So he's been working on that, getting that ready. And I've been doing this other thing. But the difference is that he, when he wants to go leave and work on his STEM camp, he can just leave. Just walk out of the house and he can just go and be there for 4 hours and, you know, making his science projects and getting ready. Yeah. Whereas if I want to go and work on my thing, my little program that we're having, I have to like make sure that at least like the dishwasher is going or the laundry is going and the kids are fed and they have shoes on, which takes 20 minutes to find our shoes. And I'm like, oh my word, just like, could you not put them in the same place every time? No, that'd be too easy. And then like drag them over, set up all my stuff, start working on my projects. Then someone has to poop or someone took my toy. And it's just like, so I was getting stressed and he kind of like was laughing a little bit. And I got so mad. I was like, you don't understand. You just get to leave. He just brought me a nice coffee. Oh my word. I love you. Oh, seriously, he just brought me a nice coffee. He's so nice. Oh, now I feel bad.
My next favorite little segment that we did on the podcast, this is from episode 13, and this was called My Kids Will Never. Oh. And I'm sure we can all fill that in. Like, oh, my kids will never do this. My kids will never do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know how this fit in necessarily with the episode, but I'll give some time sense later. Basically, this was when Lisa was talking about writing letters to her girls. And I thought that was just so sweet. And like, just like how much dedication does that take to, and then you even like made sure that you started them like on the same timeline, you know, mm-hmm. like you waited until, I can't remember exactly.
Wait until what it was, Holly like, was 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you started her letters and then you,
I start them the same way. I love you so much. Yeah.
Like how sweet and like how I absolutely love that because it's such a gift that you can leave behind for your kids or like give it to them when they graduate college or high school, whatever it is that your like milestone is. And for them to be able to look back and just see, you know, the love grow and like how maybe your perspective has changed or not changed, and what kind of hopes and dreams you've had. And I love that. And I think that would be just a really great thing to do.
So I mentioned that I like have a journal of letters that I've been writing to Lily. I'm actually amazed that I've been able to keep up with that because I mean, well, so sometimes like I'll like forget a day or something. I'll be like, oh crap. Yeah. So I'm amazed I'm able to keep up with that. And I just started Holly's because she's 3 weeks old now. And I wanted to start hers like the same time that I started Lily so that like, I don't know, I have it in my head that like Holly's or Lily's gonna be jealous because like, oh, why does she get a letter the day she's born and I don't, you know, like just dumb thoughts in my head. So I had to start it at 2 weeks. So I wrote that letter, but yeah, I'm really, really hoping that I can, cause that's something that I really love and that I'm really like proud of that I'm doing. So I'm hoping that I can keep up with those.
That's so sweet. I love that. I love it. That's super sweet. Like mom goals right there.
Oh. Wow, shucks. I feel like a lot of our good moments are during tangents. Like that's why I just let us go on tangents. I'm like, oh yeah, because like, you know, you get some really good stuff sometimes when you go off script or off topic, you know.
Okay, so this next one is from episode 17. This one was one of my favorites. It has to be because my mom was on it. So this was parenting in the 90s versus parenting now. And I really like this episode. Again, my mom was on this one, so that was kind of fun. Mm-hmm. But we talked about maternity clothes and how they have changed over the years.
Yeah.
Like, because back when she was pregnant, all it was just like a big sack, like a big parachute. And I don't know. People are just weird with women's bodies sometimes. Like, I don't know if they didn't want to see the shape of the belly because it was like, quote unquote, inappropriate or what, but like there was no shape. Trying to remember what the 90s was, and one thing that didn't affect me in the 90s but probably affected you very much that I saw everywhere was maternity clothes in the 90s. Oh my goodness. Like not cute.
Oh, you look like a parachute, you know. You look like you were wearing a parachute. They were awful. When I look back at some of the pictures when I was pregnant, I can't believe some of the things I wore. They were ugly. There was no form to them whatsoever. And I mean, you obviously knew when someone was pregnant because mm-hmm. I mean, they were horrible, horrible. There was no style to them whatsoever. Nasty.
Yeah. Cause I remember when I started getting maternity clothes and I took you into that store, I think it was just called Motherhood. You were like, whoa, this stuff is like really cute. Like,
I know. You know, it's like you want to wear it when you're not pregnant. It's like, I'm not pregnant, but I want to wear this stuff.
Yeah. Maternity stuff is more form fitting. Like they're trying to show off the belly. Like here it is. Whereas when you were pregnant, it was like just a giant balloon.
Yes. It was a huge tent, a huge parachute kind of thing. I mean, usually, like I said, you knew the woman was pregnant just because of the clothes that she wore. It wasn't because she was kind of showing her belly off. But for me, I find it rather nice, you know, to see a little round belly. I like it better than what we wore, that's for sure.
I was just at a high school volleyball game and there was a lady there and she was wearing the cutest pink shirt and she was like massively pregnant, but she looked gorgeous. And I was just looking at her and being like, oh, Michael. I'm like, no, I'm done. Yep.
Every single time I see like anybody's pregnant belly, I'm like, Paul. Look, I used to look like that. I don't anymore. And then he's like, Lisa, you know, I'm addicted to like creating humans, but then I don't know. I don't even know if we're going to have a third one. I mean, maybe, but like, it's going to be like a while from now. Cause I'm still trying to like dig myself out of the hole.
It doesn't have to be right now, you know, like you can wait. And then like, maybe you'll be like, okay, it's time. Or maybe you'll be like, I think we're good. I think we're done. Yeah. You know, you just kind of know. Okay. My last one, this is a really early episode. This is episode 6. Oh. This is like baby Lisa and baby Brittany. We didn't know anything. And this is actually really early on in the episode too. It's called talking to our loved ones about our mental health. You were saying how you were having a hard time sometimes putting your mental health on other people, like going to Paul and saying, hey, I'm having a hard time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, admitting you need help because you don't want to put that on other people. You don't want to burden them.
I don't want to burden him with my stuff because I'm like, my stuff isn't that important. You know, I don't feel like it's as important as, you know, and obviously like we have to take care of Lily and whatever. And so, I mean, I've always been like that. Like I've always kind of put other people's needs and wants above mine. And so I guess that kind of makes sense that I would do it for this, but I don't know. I feel like, you know, I have to work on that because depression is like a bigger thing, you know, it's like a big deal, but it's really easy for me to just be like, I'm fine, even though I'm not. So that's something that I don't know if either of you can relate to that.
I can totally relate to that because like there's a lot of layers to my depression and my anxiety. And a really big layer was, how do I say it without getting in trouble? There was someone at my work I needed to get away from because they were a huge trigger. And I couldn't get away from them like at work. And it got to the point where I was like, what are we going to do? And I remember kind of breaking down in the living room and I was like, well, I just don't want to like uproot our entire life because it's not important. And my mom's looking at me and she's like, what do you mean? My mom was there. She was really a huge help during my whole like major breakdown on getting me back on the right track and getting my husband on the right track and everything. And she's like, well, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, I'm just the wife. Like, I don't matter. Like my problems don't matter. And she was like, what do you mean? You're just the wife. Like, yes, you matter. And my husband was like, well, that makes no sense. You are a part of this family. You're a major part of this family. Like it matters. So yeah. Cause I was like, well, I'm not the husband. So, you know, and that's just such an old way of thinking and he's never made me feel that way. So I don't know why I thought that way.
I was able to relate to that because I remembered when I was like at my darkest points, at my lowest points. I remember telling my mom, like, well, there's nothing I can really do about it. Like, I can't leave my job. I can't make us move. I can't blah, blah, blah. Cause I'm just the wife. Like, I don't matter. And she was like, what do you mean you don't matter? Yeah, you matter. Yeah. You know, you're a human being. You are a part of this family. You know, you guys are a team. You matter. Like if you're down for the count, that the team is down, you know, you've got to work together. And if you're struggling and you're hurting, he needs to be struggling and hurting too. And Mike always was, it was just, I was so closed off that I wouldn't let him in to see how much I was hurting. And I'm like, I'm very in tune with how people are feeling. And if Mike's down and he's just having a really bad day, I'm having a bad day too. Like I go with whatever he's feeling. And if he's super happy and excited, I'm super happy and excited. And like, I try to lift us up and I try to like, you know, be his little cheerleader, like, yeah, come on, we can do this. But after a while, I'm like, okay, you know what? If you get an angry email from a parent or from another staff member, I'm also offended too. And I'm mad because we're a team. And just to all the moms out there, you're never just the mom. You're not just the wife. You're not just the girlfriend or whatever. You are a person and you matter. Your mental health, your physical health, it matters. And not one person is more important than another person. It's the same.
Yeah.
So yeah. So those were my favorite moments.
And with that, we will take another break and then it's my turn.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Imagine a world where potty training is fun, fast, and easy. Only pull-ups have Disney graphics that fade when wet to teach big kids to stay dry. So they're motivated to keep the music going.
I'm a big kid now.
This episode is brought to you by Vistaprint. You know when you give someone a gift that's so thoughtful they couldn't possibly part with it? This season, celebrate your favorite people by giving them something only they could get. At Vistaprint, capture that epic girls' weekend in a calendar for your besties. Or send everyone a gorgeous holiday card with your family making not-so-gorgeous faces. Make something just for them at Vistaprint.com/podcast and make it un-regiftable.
Enjoying this show? Be sure to check out all the shows across the Podcast Entertainment Network, where this there's a show one, for every interest.
When we had
visit www.podcastentertainment.com to browse through the full collection of shows. And now,
so
back
much.
To the Imperfect and Moms Club on
there,
the Podcast Entertainment
Network.
Actually,
two moments from that episode that I really liked was when there's one clip that we'll play right now where we're talking about new mom anger, like anger towards the baby.
Now, I'm going to tell you something else that you might not have thought of, and even if you saw a therapist about it, it might not have come up. But I had an experience where, when I was working in a clinic, a psychiatrist came in who had just had a baby, and she was wonderful, but she was very, very upset. She didn't have her baby with her, and she was working that day, and she said, I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. And she was walking around where the secretaries all were, and there were therapists off duty. So there was a little group of three or four of us. And she said, I can't stand it. And we said, what's the matter? And she said, well, I keep feeling like I'm going to drop my baby. Pick her up. So I don't pick her up.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized along with doing some reading, and we were all discussing it, there was a sense in which she wanted to drop her baby too. Mm-hmm. She was angry at the predicament that she was in as a new mother with all that weight on her shoulders. She was in charge of the clinic. It was too much. And the idea that it's okay for you to even be angry that you have to be a new mother, whether you wanted it or didn't want it, accident, not accident, just suddenly being thrown into this impossible role. I really think it is not possible to do it perfectly.
All the feelings that you have with the new baby, like it's all valid, you know, because it's all things that you feel, you know, you can't control how you feel. You know, so it's all valid. And I liked that. And then there's another part in there where we talk about, you know, she said something really interesting. She was talking about how if you bottle up anger and shame, you're also bottling up the good feelings. So yes, there's the anger that's there. But then with the anger comes the shame. And I think shame is even worse because, you know, you're angry and you're feeling angry, but then you're shaming yourself for feeling angry, which is kind of just like a mind F.
let's call it a double whammy.
Yeah.
and wait, there's another aspect to it. Oh, yes. If you try to bottle up your anger and don't accept that it just comes with the territory, sometimes then you bottle up all the positive feelings too. And like you said, you didn't feel anything for a while.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the problem with, you know, oh, I only love my baby. It's all joy. It isn't, but there's a lot of joy. Let's talk about that too, which you can feel and experience the thrill of helping to educate the next generation, but it comes with problems.
So if you can't feel the anger and the shame, eventually you can't feel the happy either, you know? And so it's kind of, I don't know, it's interesting, you know, it's cool to think about.
Feelings are scary sometimes, because sometimes they're just like really big, or maybe you don't know why you're feeling a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it's so important now to teach our kids now how to handle their feelings.
Yeah. All right. So my next moments were in the divorce episode. Which I really like that episode too. So first segment is when she's talking about we shouldn't make rash decisions because something is situationally wrong. Like if we're going through a difficult situation and it's kind of putting like a cloud on everything, like we shouldn't just in that moment when we're feeling stressed because of something situational, we shouldn't pick that moment to be like, oh, this is the moment where I have to get out, because we're not really in our like wise mind at that point.
Now we're actually talking about, you know, do you have a systemic problem or a circumstantial problem? And so, you know, if you've been, let's go back 12 months, right? Like living, working, spouse working from home, kids learning from home, you know, somebody maybe lost their job or somebody's parent got sick or something. That is not the time to make a big decision. Like, and in 12-step programs, one of the things they say is like literally put yourself in a bubble, wait 6 months or 12 months. If something happens, you do not want to make a decision from that place. You may be in fear, you may be in grief. And so to your point, if something happens and it's situationally difficult, you really want to evaluate the long game. Has the relationship been primarily good? Have we been able to troubleshoot? Have we had decent communication? Has there been a foundational sense of respect and support, right? Tenderness and compassion for the fact that we're all a little bit broken. So we all come with our sloppiness. Mm-hmm. Like if those things have been in your relationship and there's just this situational thing, you want to put the pause button on, find some grace and patience and see if you can, you know, wait that out, kids or no kids.
Then later in the episode, she talks about how every upset is a setup. I really liked that part because, you know, it's true. I mean, you can learn something from every moment, right? Like every fight, every whatever, like you learn something from that.
Every upset is a setup. So if I look at getting triggered, let's say by my emerging adults, the initial reaction is always going to be anger, fear, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the minute you realize I'm triggered, there's an opportunity there. The setup is for personal work. And so, you know, whether you find that, wow, I really need to grow my patience with my toddler who happens to be like painfully tenacious, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm getting aggravated. I'm getting aggravated because I don't have the patience or the compassion in that moment that I need. And so it could be about, I have such a difficult toddler, or it could be about, wow, there's an opportunity for me. Like my little girl is going to be the greatest gift to me in teaching me how to be more gracious and patient. And
then towards the end of the episode, she talks about respecting the pause, letting yourself pause with things. Because I brought up, you know, how, I mean, I have all these mental health issues and sometimes I'm being triggered by something that's, you know, calling my PTSD or something, or I'm in flight or whatever. So it has nothing to do with my spouse, right? But that causes a fight. And then I'm like, oh crap, like the marriage, there's something wrong with the marriage. And really it's just my mental health. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, we got to learn to appreciate, to like, you know, to respect that, to take that moment to pause and then to be like, wait a minute. Like, let me have a moment to kind of collect my thoughts and then I'll come back and then I'll be able to respond or react appropriately.
The key thing when we get triggered, and you just said, this is what you do. It's like, we have a 12-step divorce recovery program and step one is curbing the conflict. And so conflict is often internal conflict or it can be external. Mm-hmm. And the example you just gave, it's like, the best thing that we could do is create some space. So some people say, hold on to the pause, like just slow it down. I'm in my reactive state. This isn't the time to really say anything or do anything. Can I give myself a few moments just to kind of get back in my body and reconnect with that thinking side of my brain so that I can respond more effectively rather than react?
There are a lot of moments where I get triggered by something and then all of a sudden I'm in fight or flight or something. And then, you know, my husband's not going to be able to, we're not going to be able to have a reasonable conversation about anything because, you know, my brain is like, ah! So anyway, so I liked that a lot. And then, so I guess I just really liked the Germany episode we did.
That was fun because she was from here, but she moved there. So she like understood like what kind of motherhood culture we have here versus what they do over there. And that was just really cool to like compare and ask questions. I liked that.
Yeah. And I still can't believe how much maternity leave she gets.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? like even in Canada, I remember I had a previous employer who when I lived in Canada, I worked there. And she was like, okay, well, when you get pregnant, like when you get married and you get pregnant and you have babies, you need to move back here because we have better healthcare. And I was like, you know what? You guys do. Like, you are, like, I would totally get like such a break. And I don't remember if it's for every husband or if it's only military husbands, but I think at least the military husbands get at least 6 months too. Like they give the guys. Yeah. And I can't remember if they like give it to civilian husbands. But it's nice because then he can be there to help too and like bond with the baby, you know?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And then like when you go back to work, your job, like legally, they have to give you your job back. So you don't have to be like, oh no, I can't get pregnant right now because I'll lose my job. Mm-hmm. Like you are, like they give you the ability to take care of yourself physically, take care of your new human. Yeah. And then like, okay, when you're ready to come back, here you go.
And vacation time too, like sick leave and vacation leave. I remember talking to my dad, and my dad lives in France. We were talking about, you know, he was like, oh yeah, I had vacation. He gets like 3 months a year or something, a vacation or something crazy like that. And I'm just like, what? Like, what are you talking about? You get that much vacation. Like what? So he's calling me. He's like, yeah, I'm on my second month of vacation. We're in this place now. And I'm like, shut up.
I hate you. Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm like, okay, how much more healthy would our mental health be if Americans weren't so like, go, 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 like grind. Like, yes, there's a time to like buckle down and get the work done. And yes, there's a time to hustle. But it's not 365 days out of the year.
Yeah. And I'm sure relationships with moms and kids too would be a lot better because if your mom is working, but mommy, you know, isn't like killing herself at her job and she can still, you know, leave and be with her kid. I mean, imagine how much better, you know, those relationships could be. But so I just really liked the episode. Like that, I can't pick a moment in particular. I just really liked, I love learning about different cultures. And so that was really interesting for me. I really liked the Joyful Purpose episode with Heidi. I love that she, her book's going to come out next month. And that's really exciting. And it was just really cool to, you know, that she took her struggle and she turned it into, I'm going to help people.
Yeah.
I really love that. Cause that's what we're trying to do is we're talking about our problems, but you know, we're in the hopes that we'll help people with theirs, you know? And, I just love it. It's so creative and I love being creative. I just thought that was really cool. In the Calm Mom episode that we just did, the episode 50, talking to Darlin Childress, I loved that episode. Like I loved every second of it. I told Paul, I was like, I almost started ugly crying.
Because I made Michael listen to that one. I'm like,
yeah, because we were talking about, listen to like, this. Yeah, we were talking about, you know, how we get frustrated with our kids, but it's really just because like we have things going on too, you know, like we tend to forget. So we tend to just assume that our kids are being bad or our kids are being, you know, whatever, when really like they're probably, because kids are really sensitive too. So like if they can sense our stress, right? Mm-hmm. And so it makes them respond to that. And then, you know, it just, anyway, I don't know. I just really liked the idea of pausing to kind of communicate better about feelings and having open communication and all of that. I really liked that. But there was one moment in particular where you shared the moment where you talked to that older lady.
Yeah.
And how she, you know, the suggestion she gave you. And in the clip that I'm going to play, I really liked that you were able to, like, you still had compassion, like you understood where she was coming from and you understood that, you know, okay, well, I don't have to take her advice. And then Darlin also said that too. She, you know, she was like, yeah, That's what compassion is we can listen to other people if they have suggestions or if they have things that they do. We don't have to take them for ourselves.
And I just kind of from there, I was like, you know what? Next time I'm having trouble with my kid, I don't think I'm going to come and ask you. I think we'll talk about some other things. But that's not one that I just can't see myself ever doing that ever.
Yeah. I love that you, Brittany, were saying that it's like you could see that where she was coming from, because that's what compassion really is. Ultimately, it's like the ability to put someone else in a narrative and understand, oh, this is the philosophy they're under. This is their pattern. This is their feelings. This is their thoughts. Like, okay, I can understand. Doesn't mean I need to take their advice or judge it as wrong or right or whatever. It's like, oh, it just, I don't need to take any of this for myself.
That's a point that I love to drive that home as much as I can. Is just, you know, everybody has their own views and everybody has their own opinions and everybody does things in their own way. And, you know, we all need to be a little less judgmental and we all need to have more compassion for each other. That's, you know, just be kind. Just, you know, that's really it.
Yeah. I'm like, if does everyone need to go back to kindergarten? If you can't say anything nice,
don't say anything
at all. You know, and then like there are times where you want to have an open discussion and you're like, well, I wouldn't parent that way because blah, blah, blah. But that is not every single time someone brings up a parenting strategy. You know, there are just times where you just go, okay, I wouldn't do it that way, but you just like let it go, you know? Yeah. And again, when having a discussion, everyone just needs to be respectful to each other and just seeing it from their point of view. You're like, oh, okay, I can see why you think that or whatever. I'm still not going to do it, but I can see how you can understand, you know, how you came to that conclusion.
Yeah. So
there's a healthy way to have opposing views. Like we can agree to disagree and still be friends.
Yeah. Like I've always prided myself on the fact that I can have a conversation with anyone. Like I can talk to anyone about anything because I'm just there to listen. If somebody wants to share something with me, that's great. Like if I don't agree with them, I don't have to tell them that I don't agree with them. I don't have to judge them for that. I just listen to people and, you know, and just because someone is sharing something with you, it doesn't mean that they're trying to persuade you to think the way they are. Mm-hmm. Right. It just means, you know, so, I mean, I feel like a lot of times some people, they hear things and they think they're being attacked when really it's just like, no, just, you know, sharing a different point of view, sharing a different thing. You know, it's just, it's important that we try to remember that like, we're not all the same, you know, and thank God we're not all the same. Like, can you imagine if everybody's exactly the same? That'd be awful. You know, like everybody's had their own experiences and everybody's experiences shape their opinions about things. And so everyone has a different story, right? Mm-hmm. And so we don't all have the same story.
Right.
So of course we're going to have different thoughts, different views, different opinions, and we need to be able to respect each other for them. Yeah. So those are my moments. And so now I guess we should end this by kind of, I don't know, let's talk about our dreams for the show going
forward. Our hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
This is something, it's like kind of for the show, but it's kind of for Lisa and I, like my little dream. I don't know if it'll happen because who knows what the pandemic will bring or whatever. So Lisa and I have never met each other in person, ever. So we're like thousands of miles away. So I think it'd be really fun this summer if somehow we got to go to a convention together.
Yeah.
Or something. We got to do something.
I want to meet you. I want to meet you in person and I want us to like just hug it out.
Yes. So I really want that to happen.
Oh my God. I really want to meet you and your girls and I want to give your girls hugs and they just, I don't know. And
I think our kids would get along.
Yeah. I think that like Molly and Lily would like hit it off really well.
Yeah.
My hope is that we get more guests. Cause I love having guests. I love talking to you, but I also love, I just love people coming on and sharing their perspectives and sharing different things. And I love learning different things about people. And I just, so I really want us to, I don't know. I love having guests. Maybe like every other episode, we could try to find a guest or something. I mean, we've had a lot so far. So I feel like it wouldn't be too hard for us to find some more, but I don't know. And I'd really like, I don't know. I'd like for people to start engaging with us, mm-hmm. you know? So, I mean, if you're listening to this, like, say hi, like, you know, just let me know you're listening and let us know that you're there and that you like us, or, you know, even if you're like, oh, I was forced to listen to this episode, like, at least you're listening. Like, that's cool. Like,
yeah, because there's a phone number. You can call the number. You can leave us a message. We have an email. We have an Instagram, you know, and we love having all different kinds of guests. Like, we've had like psychiatrists on and like people who run different programs and whatever, but we also have had like just your basic mom, you know, mm-hmm. your working mom, your stay-at-home mom who homeschools, you know, we've had my mom on. Like, just, we love talking to moms from all over, moms from Germany. Like, if you're in another country and you're listening to us, please reach out. We would love to talk about it.
Yay. Well, I love this show so much and I'm so proud of it. And I just can't wait to see where it goes.
Yeah. So everyone, my party hat won't show up, but I have a party hat. It's right here. So I hope you're celebrating. See, look, it disappears on the video. It goes away. But everyone, get a piece of cake, get a cupcake, stop at Starbucks and get one of those little cake pops. Just do something to celebrate our 1 year anniversary, because I'm going to go eat some treats too.
Yeah. Oh my God. So I bought ice cream and like cones. I'm gonna make an ice cream cone right now. But yeah. So thanks guys for listening, and I hope you keep listening and reach out, like I said, and tell us you're listening, and we love you guys.
Great, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.
Want to get in touch with the show? Email us at imperfect@podcastentertainment.com. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Imperfect Moms Club.